Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a little while, we're going to talk to Susan Orleans, who about an hour ago accidentally tweeted a Sunday brunch invitation to 81,000 people. She's trying very hard to take it back, and we'll hear how that's going with Susan Orleans in a few minutes. But just yesterday, the House of Representatives passed a heart disease education bill known as the Heart for Women Act, and the bill will make its way to the Senate in the coming months. In the meantime, our next guest is advocating for heart disease awareness, especially on the part of at-risk women. Joy Behar is here with us now, co-host of The View and host of her own program, The Joy Behar Show, on HLN, CNN's sister network. Hi, Joy. Welcome back to WNYC.
Well, thank you very much, Brian. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. And, of course, we will talk about heart disease awareness, but first, as a native New Yorker, I've heard that you're off Carl Palladino's Christmas card list.
I know, and I'm a wreck over it.
What happened?
Well, apparently I made a joke on The View that his camp didn't like. Apparently the Sopranos are back in politics because everything's a big threat and a nasty remark back from his camp, you know. So they sent me an email and they said that his manager said that I was probably having a hot flash moment, which is a little sexist, but that's okay.
Yeah, you said Palladino could win if all his illegitimate children vote.
That's a good line, isn't it?
Oh, it's so cruel.
What
do you think? Is everyone on Carl Palladino? Because he said this to, his aide said this to Fred Dicker. You're off the Christmas card list. Is everyone on Carl Palladino's Christmas card list used as leverage?
I don't know. The manager said, in the email, he said, Joy, you're off of Carl Palladino's Christmas list.
And I guess he doesn't want anyone creating scandal around his kids and family, which is, of course, is understandable. We know of what happened.
You know, when there are skeletons in the closet, they come out when you want to run for office, and that's how it goes. And, you know, he's a tough guy, but not when it comes to him, I guess.
For somebody who does political comedy, this must be a great year.
Oh, it's a great year. Between him and Christine O'Donnell and her witchcraft thing, it's been fabulous. And then, of course, you know, Sarah Palin is the gift that keeps on giving. So, you know, we've had a lot of fun with all of the Tea Party people this year.
You know, some comedians thought there wouldn't be as much material after Bush left office.
I know. How wrong we were. But, of course, Bush supplied the material. You didn't even have to write the material. I would just, you know, do one of his quotes. One of them was, I'm happy to shake the hand of a man whose hand was cut off by Saddam Hussein. You can't even write that, Brian. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't make that stuff up.
It just writes itself.
Now, you grew up in Brooklyn, which probably anybody listening to you for about 10 seconds can tell.
Really?
This is a surprise to you. Brings up a reason why you're here today. There's a history of heart disease in your family.
Yes, there is a history of heart disease. My mother had a heart attack when she was 50, her first heart attack. And, you know, both her parents died of heart attacks. Her brother, Tony, had a heart attack when he was 58. He just dropped dead behind the wheel one day. It's shocking, and nobody even anticipated that. So, you know, I'm working right now with Bayer Aspirin and Women Heart, which is a great organization composed of survivors of heart attacks. And we're trying to get the word out because, you know, women are at high risk of a heart attack. And so it's important to get your family history down, know your risks, try to prevent it, you know, all the things you're supposed to do. Be prepared, go to the doctor, stop smoking, move a little bit more, stop eating so much, all the things people know, but they don't seem to do. And my daughter and I are actually doing the campaign together because her position is, you know, you have to support your parents, your mothers. Tell them to carry an aspirin around with them. Put it in this little tote that Bayer is providing. If you go to iamproheart.com, that you can find out the whole thing. A lot of heart attacks strike without any kind of warning. So people need to know what to do. If you have a heart attack, of course, you call 911 immediately. It's logical, really. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't. They think they're having a panic attack. attack. You don't know that. So you carry this aspirin around with you. I'm doing it now, too. And in case you have it, you have a heart attack, you take the pill, the aspirin, and you will, you know, minimize the damage at least. And it couldn't hurt you, and aspirin doesn't hurt. So even if you're just having a panic attack, it's good to take.
What's the prescription there? If you think you're having a heart attack, take two aspirin?
No, take one aspirin.
Uh-huh.
One aspirin. And we're supplying this tote, which costs $5. You basically should go on improheart.com and find out all this information. But, you know, I'm saying this as a lay person. People need to talk to their doctor, of course, you know, and don't listen to Joy Behar on all these medical points. But this is what I'm trying to put out there, that women are at risk. And I don't think women really are appreciative of the fact that more women are dying of heart attacks than any other disease. We used to think it was breast cancer. It's more heart attack than breast cancer.
What aspirin company are you doing this with?
Bayer Aspirin.
Is that your family aspirin company?
It sounds like Behar, doesn't it? But first of all, that's my ex-husband's name. My real name is Josefino Cuto, and that doesn't even sound anything like Bayer.
They wouldn't get you on The View.
No, they wouldn't.
Do you know about this bill that the House passed yesterday known as the Heart for Women Act?
No, I do not. Bring me up to date. I was too busy talking about Palladino yesterday. What is it?
Well, it does look like it's, you know, in the same bailiwick as you are right now, advocating heart disease awareness, especially on the part of at-risk women.
That's right. Well,
and,
good.
You know, I think it's important because we tend to think of heart disease as a male thing.
That's right. Well, you know, I was watching Mad Men the other night, and Don Draper was having a panic attack. He thought it was a heart attack. And the woman with him said, well, you don't have any pain, so you're not having a heart attack. Well, men may have heart attacks, a symptom of pain, but that's not necessarily true for women. So women have to be more on top of this, and they can't just let it go because it can really shorten your life.
And I understand there's a financial component of your campaign that people can donate to Women Heart, and for every donation, Bayer will donate an additional $1 up to a maximum of $20,000.
Right, but pill tote costs $5. It's really nice to have, and it's a nice gift. It's a good stocking stuffer, you know, give it to your mother.
So Bayer will donate an additional $1. How much will Behar contribute?
I'll see what I can come up with.
See what you
but
can
$5
do.
Goes to Women Heart. The whole amount of the price of the pill tote does go to an organization called Women Heart.
And then you get a tote. Now, you're still on The View, plus you now have your own show on HLN, which,
yes,
if people don't know, is CNN's sister network.
That's right.
Does your work on one differ a lot from the other?
Yes, it does. It's a whole different deal. I mean, in the first show, I'm sitting there with a bunch of other women who are all talking at once. On my show, I do the most of the talking. Not really. But I have a lot of guests. I mean, I'll have 12 people every night. You know, I have a lot of guests, and I have to run the show. It's a completely different concept.
All right. So, I don't know. What are you going to do before you go to get back on Carl Paladino's Christmas card list?
Hopefully he will lose. I really don't think that the great state of New York needs this guy to be running it. He's got a lot of skeletons in his closet, and it's not just this child that we're talking about. Who cares about that? I mean, the fact that he's been forwarding these obscene email messages and these despicable sexist email messages, and then he says, well, it was a lapse of judgment. Honey, you know, it's not a lapse of judgment. A lapse of judgment, you forget to brush your teeth that day. This is a way of life.
Joy Behar, her show, The Joy Behar Show. She's also on The View and now working with Women Heart at iamproheart.com. Joy, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Brian.